God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Do you read the directions? Do you like instructions? Some people do. I do not. They bore me to tears. You have a five-page set of instructions in a 100-page book. You find your language. You turn the book the right way, and then you go through 25 steps of how to put together what you're putting together. Some people are good at that. I do not like that. But Exodus 26 is an instruction booklet. It's full of details. You know, any chapter in the Bible that talks about badgers' skins dyed red, oil, and cubits is bound to be an interesting read. Or actually, it could be a read that makes your eyes glaze over. You read these things about the tabernacle, and it can feel arbitrary, disconnected, no purpose in it, and yet nothing could be further from the truth. Numerous times, including Deuteronomy 26, verse 30, the Bible says, "And thou shalt rear up the tabernacle according to the fashion thereof, which was showed thee in the mount, as it was showed thee by God." The Bible tells us in earlier chapters that it's to be done according to the pattern. That is, God had a purpose, God had a plan in this magnificent tabernacle, which was somewhat of a glorified tent, so they knew how to put it together. You know, it's amazing. Israel left Egypt, and to this day, we do not know how they constructed the pyramids, unless you've watched the History Channel, and so you know that aliens landed 4,000 years ago, put up the pyramids, and then returned to Mars. But when it comes to the tabernacle, you know quite a bit of detail exactly how it was done because God gave it. In previous chapters, God gave instructions about not what the Israelites were building, but their lives themselves. And some of those laws can seem arbitrary, especially to modern American ears. And you may think, well, what right did God have to demand this? Now look, we can learn something from the instructions we find in Exodus, and that is this. A beautiful and coherent life comes from knowing and following God's directions. This tabernacle was beautiful. Why? Because it was according to the pattern. It was coherent. Numerous times, the Bible says, for instance, in Exodus 26, verses 6 and 11, they were to put these things together that it may be one. There were many, many, many parts, but it was to the intent that it could be one whole. The curtains and the silver and gold and the oil and all these things were put together in a masterful way. I don't have to know the big picture to know that there is one. If you've ever skipped the step and directions and then finished a project and still had five or six screws or some odd parts that were left over, you know the uneasy thing of wondering whether or not you might need that very part, which step you skipped. You know, a coherent life, a beautiful life, comes from knowing and following directions, not necessarily understanding the directions. The Apostle Peter, when talking about his own life, said, "I'm going to die shortly. And I'm going to put off this tabernacle. I'm going to put off this tent. I'm going to fold it up." The same is true of your life. This life is short, and at some point, you're going to fold up the tent. The only way to have a beautiful and coherent life comes from not always understanding. Israel didn't have to understand. If they would follow, God would create something marvelous. A beautiful and coherent life comes from knowing and following God's instructions. So know what God has said. Know what God has said. Read His Word, and then read life. Know the times. Why? That it may be one.